This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we today continue with our study of the wonderful topic of entering the church which Jesus bought with His own blood. For several days we've been talking about this matter, and today we continue by considering the fact that it does not mean certain things when we say that a person is saved by the grace of God. We have pointed out that a person cannot enter the church saved by the grace of God, but we are striving to make clear some things this does not mean. We have pointed out and discussed in detail the fact that it does not mean that all will be saved even though Christ died for all. Further, we've pointed out it does not mean that there is no work or no obedience that is involved in spite of the fact that the Bible teaches that we cannot earn our salvation. It does not mean that we are saved by grace only. For we find in John chapter 8 and verse 24 in the words recorded of the Lord Jesus Christ when he says, "Except ye believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." So you see, one must not only be involved in the grace of God, there must be faith upon his part. In Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, "For by grace have you been saved through faith." So you see, there is a response which man must make. Further, we find in Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father who is in heaven." Notice the emphasis here on doing the will of God. There is something for man to do. On the day of Pentecost, when the people had heard the gospel preached for the very first time in history as a law in force, having been convicted of their sins, they asked, "Men, brethren, what shall we do?" And then they were told by this inspired apostle something to do. Further, we find that being saved by the grace of God does not mean that in the judgment God will disregard his will. In John chapter 12 and verse 48, Jesus made clear that those who reject him will be judged by his word. In Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 to 21, in referring to the works of the flesh, such as lasciviousness, fornication, and so on, Paul makes clear that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 to 15, the writer makes clear that in the judgment the book shall be opened, and another book, which is the book of life, shall also be opened, and everyone whose name is not found written in the book of life shall be cast in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Therefore, it's clear that while Christ died for all, Hebrews 2 and 9, not everybody is going to be saved. Some, of course, to our sorrow, will be cast into hell. Further, the fact that men are saved by the grace of God does not mean that the plan of salvation involves no law. In referring to the period of time in which men would be saved by the grace of God, in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2, we find that the word of the Lord shall go forth from Jerusalem. This following the statement that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. That means the Lord's church was to be established in the city of Jerusalem, and the word of the Lord would go forth, and men of all nations would flow into it. So law is involved. In fact, it is the law of Christ, or the law of the Holy Spirit. We find in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." Notice the expression, "for the law of the Spirit of life." Now, the Spirit of life is the Holy Spirit. The law of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit is, of course, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord is the sword of the Spirit, according to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. So the fact that we're saved by the grace of God does not mean that everybody will be saved. It does not mean there are no acts of obedience to be done. It does not mean we're saved by grace alone. It does not mean that in the judgment God will disregard his will. And it does not mean that we are saved without any law. We must obey the perfect law of liberty, which is the gospel of Christ. But our time is gone for today. Be with us tomorrow as we continue this very important study.